The $3.5 trillion budget blueprint the Democrats agreed to this week, it includes a key part of President Biden's climate plan, a national clean energy standard. It's aimed towards zeroing out greenhouse gas emissions from the power sector by the year 2035. NPR's Jeff Brady is here to tell us more. Hiya, Jeff.
Hello.
So help us understand, how would this clean energy standard actually work?
It's a lot like these renewable energy requirements that 30 states have now. But instead of only boosting things like wind and solar, this national standard is focused directly on eliminating the greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. A lot of details, they still need to be worked out here. But right now, it looks like utilities would be required to get 80% of their electricity from zero emission sources by 2030 and 100% by 2035. Now, to pass this through the Senate, there has to be filibuster proof. So Democrats are sticking it in some budget legislation that needs just a simple majority to pass. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's market focused. Utilities likely would get incentives for adding more clean power and penalties if they fail to do so. And this would be a huge change in a really short time, because right now the country gets about 60% of its electricity from fossil fuels.
Yeah, a huge change for utilities, and also a huge amount of work ahead for them to meet that 100% clean energy goal. Are we likely to see that show up on our electricity bills?
You know, I don't think most of us will notice any difference. And depending on the details, it shouldn't increase rates. At least that's the intention. Minnesota Democratic Senator Tina Smith has been working on legislation to develop this national standard, and says she's paying close attention to where the incentive money goes.
We also want to make sure that the investor-owned utilities are using these resources to add clean power and to keep utility rates stable. That's the point of this, not to enrich utilities, but to make sure that these incentives are being used for the public good that we're seeking.
So far, the big trade group representing these utilities says it generally supports developing a national clean energy standard.
And what exactly is the standard? What would qualify as clean energy here?
You know, this gets a little controversial because nuclear power likely will qualify, and even some fossil fuels like natural gas with a carbon capture system attached to it. And that's upsetting some environmental and climate justice organizations. They don't want any benefits going to fossil fuel companies. They point to the past harms caused by that industry, not only to the environment, but also to communities of color. They've disproportionately suffered the downsides of energy production because polluting infrastructure often is located in poor and minority communities.
I'm thinking about the tax on carbon that we've heard talked about for years as one way of addressing climate change. And I think I'm right in saying even big oil companies have said generally they support that, but it's not in this budget deal. Where is that idea?
You know, economists, they're especially big fans of carbon taxes. They think it's the most efficient way to eliminate greenhouse gases across the economy. But it's not in this deal. Michael Greenstone, he's one of those economists. He's at the University of Chicago and worked in the Obama administration. Still, he's pleased to see work on this clean energy standard underway.
Relative to no climate policy, this is way better. And what is also true is that without a clean electricity standard, it's going to be very, very challenging to meet any of the goals that the Biden administration has set out.
The country is shifting to renewable energy, but not fast enough to meet Biden's goals. And there's a lot at stake here. Passing that budget deal that includes this standard, it's not a sure thing. And climate scientists keep telling us that more action is needed right away to limit some of the worst effects of climate change.
NPR's Jeff Brady. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.